AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Shots were fired as FBI agents were serving a search warrant in South Florida. The AP's Shelley Adler has details.
The FBI has confirmed that two agents were killed and three were wounded while serving a federal search warrant in a case involving violent crimes against children in South Florida. The agency says the suspect is also dead. Authorities said the shootings involved a suspect barricaded inside a home in an apartment complex in Sunrise. Multiple law enforcement agencies swarmed the neighborhood. More officers have gathered outside a hospital.
The Biden administration is going to start providing coronavirus vaccines to pharmacies. Jeff Zients is coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
Millions of Americans turn to their local pharmacies every day for their medicines, flu shots, and much more. And pharmacies are readily accessible in most communities, with most Americans living within 5 miles of a pharmacy.
Senate Democrats are moving ahead on the president's coronavirus relief bill.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says senators will vote today on the first step toward eventually approving the $1.9 trillion deal with or without GOP support. That comes after the president told some Republicans who are pitching a sharply smaller package that he's unwilling to settle for an insufficient bill. Schumer says Congress needs to take bold action toward what he calls America's long-awaited comeback.
We're not going to dilute, dither, or delay.
Republicans say the package should be bipartisan, and Democrats will undercut the president's unity pledge if they act on their own. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Leading up to next week's Senate impeachment trial, lawyers for former President Donald Trump say the trial is unconstitutional, and they deny Trump played a role in inciting the deadly riot at the Capitol. A court in Moscow agreed to send Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to prison. This is AP News. One groundhog says we will have more winter. Others are not so sure.
Punxsutawney Phil came out of his burrow in Pennsylvania and saw his shadow, according to the Groundhog Club's Tom Dunkel.
There's a perfect shadow cast of me. 6 more weeks of winter there will be.
Because of COVID, this year's event took place without an audience. Staten Island Chuck taped his event when there wasn't even snow on the ground and did not see his shadow, which means an early spring. Ohio's Buckeye Chuck also predicts an early spring, while Connecticut used a hedgehog named Phoebe, who agrees with Punxsutawney Phil's forecast, 6 more weeks of winter. I'm Julie Walker.
China says it lodged a formal complaint with Canada over T-shirts ordered by the country's Beijing embassy staff that allegedly mocked China's response to the coronavirus outbreak in an apparent mix-up between the city of Wuhan and the hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. The group's logo looks like a bat. Ed Donahue, AP News.